Buongiorno, bella gente, and welcome to this short recap about my last podcast that was telling about a friend of mine. This episode of my life is not that peculiar because I believe that in everybody's or in almost everybody's life could have happened something like that wherever you live, but because I just wanted to suggest a wonderful documentary, docufiction about a very important Italian rehab center. But starting from the start, I just wanted to tell about my friend Sara. This is not a real name, but because she really exists, so I chose a fake name. I have not been meeting her for, I believe, maybe 20 years or maybe 30 years. Anyway, during my youth in the 80s, it was really a great problem. It still is, but maybe in the 70s and in the 80s in Italy, there was an explosion of people that were using drugs. And for us teenagers, it was easy to fall into this great problem. And in fact, indeed, my friend Sara became part of a bad clique. She had a moment of discouragement, and so she became part of a bad clique, and we really lost her for a lot of time, and we didn't recognize her because she started using all kinds of drugs, but in particular heroin. Maybe she was more fragile, she was sensitive, and maybe some things that happened to her let her become addicted to drugs. But me and another group of friends of mine, we realized that she had become addicted to heroin, so I decided to spoil this, to reveal and tell this thing to her brother. And so, luckily, the family decided to take her away. They moved. She went to rehab center. This little story that maybe, as I said before, is very common in every part of the world is my way to introduce you to a person, a very famous person of the 80s and the 90s, that was Vincenzo Muccioli, and that has been one of the first people in Italy to realize that to help people addicted to drug, you needed a place where they could stay away from the society to think about themselves and so on. And this place was San Patrignano. Now, you can find a lot about San Patrignano on the net, but in particular you can find their own website, because San Patrignano is still now a great reality, a big reality here in Emilia-Romagna, that not only helps people to free themselves from drugs, because obviously the drug problem, the drug addiction is not a problem, was not a problem only of the 80s or of the 70s, but still now we have a great problem, in particular with chemicals, with synthetic drugs, but also with heroin, cocaine, and all kinds of drugs. And why is it important, San Patrignano? We have a lot of rehab centers in Italy. First of all, because Vincenzo Muccioli was a very charismatic person, and he was the pillar of this community. But in the 90s, a lot of things occurred in these rehab centers that obscured the path of this community, because a boy died, and it seems that he was killed. He was a very sad story, a very bad story, and Vincenzo Muccioli went in a trial, but at the end Muccioli died, and so you can read all the story on the net, but if you can, you can go on streaming, you will find a docufiction which is called Sanpa, written as I'm saying it, Sanpa, S-A-N-P-A, that is really, really interesting, and that is filled of interviews with people who still live in San Patrignano, and of the people who were really close to Muccioli, and also with footage of Muccioli himself of the 80s, 90s, and so on. And this docufiction can make you understand what has been in Italy in the 90s, San Patrignano and Vincenzo Muccioli, because Italian people divided into two parts, one that was with Muccioli and one against, because Muccioli in San Patrignano sometimes they used some methods to block the drug addicts, with sometimes they were chained on the beds to don't let them move, to escape, to go away, to buy drug. It's very difficult to say if this is true, this is a good thing or not, because who has had a story of addiction knows that when a person is under the effect of drugs, sometimes they become violent, or they don't understand anything else, so they just want to go outside to buy their drug. So I don't judge, I don't know, because luckily for me, I have not had a story like this. But for the little part they have been next to my close, near my friend Sarah, I certainly understood that a person under effect of drug is not rational, is not lucid, and so they cannot understand that maybe you are doing certain things for their own sake to save them. However, when I was a young adult, okay, in the 90s, I was young, okay, but Muccioli with Shades and Lights has surely been a very important person in Italy, because still now San Patrignano is a big reality, also a commercial and business reality, because this is a company that not only helps young people or people anyway that are addicted to drugs, but they also produce products from agriculture, wine, and they are a commercial business, and they let young people who go there learn a job, and so they can help also the economy in that territory. So if you want, you can search the website. And in this region, also at school, we have the custom that some schools take their student as a school trip in Romagna to visit San Patrignano, because they can talk with other young people that maybe have been less lucky and that have fallen, and they can tell their own experience. And every time that our students come back from San Patrignano, they really come back enriched, come back with a new perspective on drugs. And so I believe it's very useful. So if you want, search something more about San Patrignano on the net, on the streaming, search for Sanpa, and maybe you will understand a period of Italy in which things really changed, because before the 70s in Italy, drugs were something that simply didn't exist, except maybe for the very high levels of the society. Okay, maybe noble people, I don't know. But in the majority of population, people didn't have nothing, didn't have need of drugs. We didn't have drugs. From the 70s till now, this arrival of the drugs has really changed Italian society, okay? And this is a great problem. Just to finish, a very important debate that we have in Italy, not only nowadays, but I believe that we have been talking about this for, I believe, 30 years, 40, I don't know, is the legalization of the light drugs as marijuana or hashish, because a lot of people in Italy believe that Now it's time. It is time to do as in the Netherlands they do. It means that you can buy marijuana or hashish light drugs, because this is a business for mafia and criminality, and the state should keep this business and let people buy their own marijuana. This is a very important debate in Italy, but I believe that it's a long way to this legalization, because there's a lot of people that believe that drugs are not good at all. I don't believe that drugs are good, but I believe that if we take, actually, we take this this business from the hands of the criminality, and we use this money for public things, maybe it's better, because people still use marijuana and still use hashish. They won't stop using it. So this is a great debate in Italy. You can also find something about that. Every now and then, someone in the parliament tries to approve a law that can legalize. We are waiting. I don't know. This is a great debate in Italy. So if you are interested in this topic of Italian society, you can find a lot of things. I would like to know if you watch the documentary Sampa, and if you want to talk about it with me, you can send me an email. My email address is mayawewe@yahoo.it. mayawewe@yahoo.it. And I believe that maybe next time we will try again to have a live chat. Maybe we could talk about, I don't know, politics or Italian society, what you want. We could speak in Italian and in English, both languages. However, have a nice day and bye-bye.